Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg will be part of tomorrow's presidential debate in Las Vegas, as he's received 19% support in a national poll released today by PBS at Marist College. He's behind Bernie Sanders, who has 31, but until now, Bloomberg was polling in the single digits. He's also been the focus of a lot of attacks, including from Sanders, who said last night,
"We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
The Boy Scouts of America seeking protection under the federal bankruptcy code, officially filing for Chapter 11 protection overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep, or you get your money back.
NASCAR driver Ryan Newman in a Florida hospital after a terrible crash on the final lap of the Daytona 500 last evening.
In a shower of sparks on his roof, Ryan Newman comes across the line fourth.
That, as heard on Fox, NASCAR Executive Vice President Steve O'Donnell reading a statement from the Roush Racing Team.
Ryan Newman is being treated at Halifax Medical Center. He's in serious condition, but doctors have indicated his injuries are non-life-threatening. We appreciate your thoughts and prayers and ask that you respect the privacy of Ryan and his family during this time.
It was a second straight Daytona 500 victory for Denny Hamlin. Massive job cuts are coming to the bank HSBC. It's citing sinking profits. About 35,000 jobs will be slashed over the next 3 years. And a third of the bank's branches in the United States are going to be closing as part of the plan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An Oklahoma State Senate committee has endorsed a bill to ban abortions in that state when a heartbeat or brainwaves are detected in a fetus. That proposal, approved yesterday, would amend current law by covering women who are 6 weeks pregnant instead of 8 weeks pregnant. Yesterday was President's Day, and a lot of people turned out to visit a presidential place, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President's Day observed in the U.S., and folks visiting Atlanta stopping by the Carter Museum and Library.
I think it's lovely to be here on a special day. Fabulous man. I wish that he were 40 again. could become president again. It would be helpful, I think, to our country.
Well, I think it's fantastic to be here. Jimmy Carter was a great president, very upright man. We're happy to be out of Iowa and all the caucusing. I'm rid of the phone calls, so couldn't spend it a better place.
And if you live in or near the nation's capital or plan to be visiting there around Easter and you're looking to snag an invite to the White House Easter egg roll, well, this could be your lucky week. First Lady Melania Trump announcing that the time-honored tradition is going to be held on April 13th. But those hoping to get tickets have to register to get them through a free online lottery that is scheduled to open today at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then the White House says the lottery will close on February 24th and the winners will be notified by email by March 4th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us as we come to you live 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. It is time for Megan Barth. Yes, Megan Barth is with us, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Quality Project, also the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? Forgive my voice. I've been talking a lot.
Well, everybody wants your insight, lady. That's what happens. You know, you become so doggone popular, and we appreciate you.
I'm happy to give it.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, well, let's talk about the fallout. We had the Iowa caucus. And also, you know, going to New Hampshire, and here we had Buttigieg barely eking out probably a vote or two more than Sanders. You know, a delegate or two more than Sanders coming out of Iowa, and New Hampshire a little bit of a flip there. So Bernie winning New Hampshire. And, you know, now we're off to North Carolina, huh? South Carolina, I'm sorry, the Palmetto State.
Yeah, so Bernie did not really win New Hampshire like he did in 2016. He did not have the showing he had. What I was very surprised from New Hampshire was the rise of Amy Klobuchar.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like she's peaking, you know, about at the right time.
Exactly.
And so this kind of shows us something, doesn't it?
Yes.
It kind of shows us with Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar now at the top of the ticket, at least from New Hampshire in that primary. Goodbye, Joe Biden. He skipped out on New Hampshire right after or right before his funeral, really, and went to South Carolina. That the Democrats are looking for a moderate candidate. Now, Democrat voters are looking for a moderate candidate, but so is the Democrat Party.
Right.
They do not want a socialist as their candidate, and that would be Bernie Sanders. Now, when you look at the policies of these so-called moderates, like Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, it's basically socialism light.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They can't say they're socialist, but incrementally they will get to the ultimate goal, which is total control of the economy by the government. And by the economy, I mean control of the banks, control of the healthcare system, control of the energy industry. They already control student loans, and that's why college tuitions have increased exponentially, and that is why you are seeing many college students, because that's really Generation Z, flocking and following around Bernie Sanders like he's the next Messiah. So the Democrats have a very huge problem here. If they tick off the burners, the Generation Z voters, by not nominating Bernie Sanders, where do all those voters go? Now, Pete Buttigieg does not appeal to the young voters. He does not appeal to black voters or people of color. Amy Klobuchar, well, she might appeal to New Hampshireans, but Is she going to appeal to a broad swath of independents and people of color? Likely not.
Exactly. Right.
Elizabeth Warren is only Bernie Sanders light. She's not genuine. Mm-hmm. She's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have Joe Biden, who doesn't know where he is, who's constantly making gaffes. I watched the speech he gave the other day, and I've given speeches, and I've been on radio forever. I couldn't string his sentences together. I didn't know what the hell he was saying.
Yeah, I mean, it almost sounded like he came off the stage of the Oscars, so disjointed. What are they talking about? What is he talking about? You're exactly right. The thing, were you surprised? I got to tell you, first of all, yes, you noted that this wasn't a 2015 primary against Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire where Bernie ran the tables, far from that. But I was really surprised that Elizabeth Warren going against you. I mean, this was her neighboring state. For her to perform so poorly, well, I mean, I got to imagine her donors are saying, look at it, it's time to pitch tent, because if you can't make a significant showing and Amy Klobuchar overruns you in the vote tally and she comes in third place and you're in a fourth or fifth maybe, that's not good. I don't know how she bounces back. I don't think there's a road to the nomination, and as far as what in terms of the road to the nomination, it seems to be the fast lane for Bernie. I don't know that anybody can trip him up. I think the Democrats thought that maybe Elizabeth Warren might hold him back a little bit till they figured out either if Bloomberg was going to be a serious consequence, because I think from the get-go they've known for a while that Biden is not the guy.
Right. They've known that Biden's not the guy. If they thought Biden was the guy, Barack Obama would have endorsed him.
Exactly.
But when you look at Michael Bloomberg, and it's a good segue, I thought it might be Michael Bloomberg, the dark horse, because looking across that landscape, I couldn't pick a winner.
Mm-hmm.
They all have extraordinary weaknesses. But Michael Bloomberg, I thought, might swoop in, save the day, and fund the DNC like Hillary Clinton did. Hillary Clinton used the DNC like her own campaign staff. She was the one that was funding the DNC with her deep pockets from all of her quid pro quo deals while she was Secretary of State, and her campaign dollars. But Michael Bloomberg just got thrown under the bus by Andrew Gillum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Andrew Gillum is the radical leftist who ran for governor against DeSantis in Florida. Andrew Gillum was happy to take the billionaire's money in order to start a 501c3 C4 that would get out the vote efforts in Florida and would also ballot harvest in Florida because it is legal except out of Dade County, Miami-Dade County.
Mm-hmm.
But he was happy to take Bloomberg's millions. But when that tape dropped of Michael Bloomberg the other day, of him basically saying you throw these black guys up against the wall and you frisk them, and when you have Bloomberg as a racist trending on Twitter, Michael Bloomberg is going to have to take some of his millions and start doing damage control.
Yeah, but that doesn't work. You know, when you are running a campaign, if you're on the defense, that means you're not on the offense, and I don't know what kind of millions of dollars we're talking about to right the ship after, this has come out. I think he's done, Megan. I don't know how he turns this.
I don't either. And when you have Andrew Gillum in his tweet saying an apology is not enough, this reflects philosophy.
Yes.
The deep-rooted philosophy.
Boy, the cancel culture has come out and canceled the billionaire, right?
Tommy cannibalism is what
yes,
I call it.
Exactly.
The rats eat each other. And so what we're witnessing is this huge, it's not a bifurcation, it is just a cratering of the Democrat Party while they're trying to find a candidate. Now that Michael Bloomberg has been outed and exposed, and that's not the only political opposition research that's going to come out against Michael Bloomberg, and I have to say that's probably from the Bernie campaign. It might be from the Buttigieg campaign. Now that Bernie wins New Hampshire, we'll see what happens in South Carolina. I wouldn't be surprised if political opposition research is found on Bernie Sanders. And it's not going to be necessarily by Trump. It's going to be by the Democrats that want to stop his rise.
Exactly. Well, they've been trying to clip his wings for quite a while, but he's the last man standing. And with all this momentum after these two primaries and now going into the Palmetto State, he's looking strong. And so, and Buttigieg, even though right now he's been the media darling and been buttressed up, I mean, there was also, a paper here recently that was released about something that he wrote about Bernie Sanders was his hero.
And who is that? I'm sorry, I missed that last
time. Buttigieg wrote a paper saying that that Bernie Sanders was his hero. He believed in, right? So.
Well, and Pete Buttigieg was raised by a communist father, so I'm not surprised that he has a father figure in Bernie.
Exactly. Well, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barth, co-chair of the Red Wave America PAC, right after this.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about, providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection, and you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Values. Faith. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Megan Barth, the founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, continues with us. Megan, as we broke down, you know, what's been happening so far in the Democratic presidential race, of course, candidates have fallen out. We're starting to get down to maybe the top tier and three right now, including Klobuchar, Buttigieg, and Sanders. I don't see Biden recovering, and I don't see Elizabeth Warren recovering. I think it's going to be with these three, and I think the Klobuchar cannot withstand either. I agree with your earlier assessment, and Buttigieg, the same way. I think he's going to hit, if he doesn't hit the wall in the Palmetto State, he will definitely find out about it very quickly in South Carolina.
Well, and this is what happens, and I don't feel sorry for the Democrats one iota. But this is what happens when you don't put together a platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you listen to the Democrats, they're talking about transgender bathrooms, transgender rights, existential threats of climate change. This is not what drives voters to the polls. You know, in New Hampshire, for example, I don't know a lick about New Hampshire politics, but I started looking into it just to get the idea of, you know, what was going on in New Hampshire. Mm. Well, New Hampshire flipped blue in 2018, much like Nevada. Now, one of the first things the Democrats did is they put forward a policy that allowed a genderless driver's licenses. Now, are the voters going to go to the polls based on genderless driver's licenses, or are they going to go to the polls based on the fact that their pocketbooks are fatter because the economy is doing so well? When the voters look at their 401k, that is what's going to drive them to the polls, and they certainly aren't going to elect Democrats because the Democrats want to take the money. They
yes.
want to raise taxes. I've never seen candidates that have promised to raise taxes and win elections. The Democrats demonize money, so why do they want all our money?
Right, exactly.
Money is so bad. Why do you want all our money?
Right, and then they talk about the economy like, well, it's really not that good, I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, with all the stinking thinking that Zig Ziglar used to talk about, well, it's beyond the thinking, it's the speaking as well that these mainstream media pundits are throwing out there. These alleged leftist economists that gave us the Obama economy. I mean, it wasn't that long ago where we were desperate and flailing. We had more people on government aid almost historically, and look what a robust economy has done in putting people back to work by comparison.
Right, and this is why we see a migration from the Democrat Party by Black Americans. They are leaving the Democrat Party in droves, as well as Hispanic Americans.
Yes.
We see the numbers, and this is what terrifies the Democrats. Donald Trump got 8% of the Black American vote. If that number goes to 15%, if that number even goes to 20%, the Democrat Party as we know it is finished.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking at a Democrat Party that is run by old white men and plenty of white women, one of them who thinks she was an Indian.
Yeah.
They don't, when you lie continuously, the lie is bound to catch up with you. And so, like I said, they do not have a platform. Their only platform that they are espousing and running on is their hatred of Trump.
Right.
They're hoping that enough people hate Trump in this country, they're hoping that more people hate Trump than love this country.
Exactly.
And that's simply not the case. It's not a good strategy to win elections.
It didn't work against Obama, did it? It didn't work against Obama. So it's like
it worked against Obama in the House, but it wasn't the hatred of Obama. It was we flipped the House and took away Nancy Pelosi's gavel. Now, what's interesting is that because of Obamacare, quite frankly. But what's interesting about that is when you look at the fundraising numbers, the DNC is broke. They might be woke, but they're broke.
Mm-hmm.
But the House Congressional Committee is raising millions of dollars, I think $11 million or more. And so they're trying to protect the House. They're trying to flip the Senate. They might be able to flip the Senate. I doubt it. I don't really see it. There's not going to be enough people that come out to have that numbers to flip the Senate. But there's a very strong chance that the Democrats can hold the House, and then we'll have another 4 years of nonstop impeachment conspiracy theories.
Well, and this is where the buyer needs to beware. You know, the American voter needs to understand what we've gone through, you know, for 3.5 years, and particularly through this impeachment hoax. We're talking nonstop impeachment because they've already said, you know, Sheila Jackson, Maxine Waters, the entire leftist ilk there and the radicals of the Democrats Party said, this ain't over. It ain't over. There ain't no fat lady singing. It ain't over until we say it's over. And so they're just looking for another opportunity to see if they can rally the forces once again to do impeachment 2.0 on Donald Trump. And the sooner the better. If they could do it even before the election, there's no stopping them if they can get away with it.
And they've already promised that we are going to have just a nonstop investigations that are doing nothing for the American people. We spent the last 3.5 years, they were just chasing their own tail, but creating chaos.
Well, it's time to investigate the investigators, Megan.
That's you, right.
You've got to give them some of their own medicine. Exactly. Go ahead.
And it looks like we're well on our way. Barr is making some moves. And let's not forget that there is a grand jury assembled.
Yes.
And I believe that the indictments will be coming from John Durham's investigation. We already have an FBI that has admitted and been found by the Inspector General to have lied to the FISA court, to have forged documents to the FISA court, and who also admits to, or at least has been found to, illegally surveil Americans. Illegally, I don't want to live in a country where the FBI has that much power to abuse and then target their political enemies. And that's exactly what the FBI did under the Barack Obama administration. We cannot afford
exactly
to have a weaponized FBI.
And the other thing that happened out of the Obama administration that still continues to this day is a two-tiered system, and that is that if you're a Democrat, you can get away with it. If you're Republican, you are going to be incarcerated and, you know, put away in the darkest of jails that you can possibly be put in. And the president took exception to the recommendation, for example, of what they, you know, they wanted to do to a, you know, one of his former operatives. I mean, it's disgusting, you know, what they wanted to do to him.
Well, and it's just, it's disgusting what they've done to Roger Stone.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
To Paul Manafort, to Carter Page. What this illegal surveillance caused by the FBI was many people in and around the Trump campaign to go bankrupt, to lose their entire livelihood, to be smeared in the public and to be defamed, libeled, and politically assassinated, jailed. Michael Flynn, for example, is another primary example.
Well, thank God for Sidney Powell. Sidney Powell is saving his bacon.
Correct.
I mean, she's got the prosecutors on their heels. They went from jail time to, well, maybe we'll give him some probation time or something. But meanwhile, how much, to your point, how much damage has been done in terms of financial damage?
Right. And that's the tool. So the Democrats use the tool of lawsuits in order to cripple their opponents. They've done it to many organizations, conservative organizations and politicians, as well as innocent Americans like Michael Flynn. So the weight of the federal government and the weight of the, you know, frivolous lawsuits, they have endless amounts of resources and financial means to do so, whereby you've got Michael Flynn making maybe, you know, $100.5 million a year with these legal bills that are insurmountable, but it's
exactly
hard to lose his house.
This is heartbreaking what they've done. And of course, they've done it to others. Dinesh D'Souza. I mean, you go down the line. But when you go down the line, you notice one thing consistent, Megan. They're all Republicans or conservatives.
Okay.
There's not one Democrat on the list, you know, being abused. I mean, for the very same thing that Dinesh D'Souza had to serve 18 months for, that was a slap in the hand to a Democrat for, you know, crossing over the line and violating election donations.
For $10,000. And what they also did to Nadesh D'Souza, and I saw him speak on this with Forbes, is that they labeled him as mentally incompetent, whereby, and that's a Stalinist tactic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That comes right out of Stalin.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had to report to a judge that he was seeking psychiatric counseling and had to go to court-appointed psychiatric counseling for, I think, a year.
Exactly. It's endless. But this is what happens when you have progressives and the Democrats in power. You get a two-tiered system, so how do you like me now? Megan Barth, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, thank you so much for being with us.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democratic White House hopeful Michael Bloomberg will be part of tomorrow's presidential debate in Las Vegas as he's received 19% support in a national poll released today by PBS and Marist College. He's behind Bernie Sanders, who has 31, but until now, Bloomberg was polling in the single digits. He's also been the focus of a lot of attacks, including from Sanders, who said last night,
"We say to Mr. Bloomberg, you are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
The Boy Scouts of America seeking protection under the federal bankruptcy code, officially filing for Chapter 11 protection overnight. It's facing hundreds of lawsuits from men who say scout leaders sexually abused them when they were boys. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
It's all about you and for you, just the way it should be. I mean, we are a country, supposedly, of for, by, we the people, and this is what this radio show is all about. We thank you for joining us. You know, you just heard earlier our interview and discussion with Alan Dershowitz in his book, Guilt by Accusation, and he's been dealing in his case for 5 years. Can you imagine? I mean, that is incredible. And you look back historically, what's happening, I mean, this has been going on for decades. You know, even before Brett Kavanaugh, we saw what happened there, you know, how things are brought out. And, of course, here we are dealing with an impeachment. And it's more the same. I mean, the weaponization of this whole aspect of guilt by accusation on full display. And you wonder, you just go, wow, that's happening to them. What happens when it starts happening to us? And of course, it already has. But, you know, when you don't have the wherewithal, you're not an Alan Dershowitz, so you're not an attorney to defend yourself, it gets rather costly. You know, David DeLayden, we're going to talk with Tom Brichka again next week. And what's happening with David? I mean, David was guilty of getting Planned Parenthood officials on tape
admitting to the sale of baby parts. And what happens? He goes to jail. It's against the law to sell baby parts. But, hey, look, he's guilty because they say so. That's what's happening. Well, let's rewind all the way back to 1991, and you'll remember the hearing for those of us that were around at the time, the hearing for Justice Clarence Thomas and what occurred there. Again, this was kind of a preamble of, you know, what has consistently been exercised almost since then, since 1991, when you think about it, what they did to the justice and to Justice Thomas. And there is a documentary that is coming out, and Michael Peck is joining us now. He's the president of Manifold Productions, an independent film and TV production company, which he founded in 1999. And through Manifold Productions, Michael has written, directed, and produced numerous award-winning nationally broadcast documentaries as well as corporate and educational films. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on this documentary that we're going to be able to see in limited release. And, of course, you're adding movie theaters almost every day. You know, we expect hundreds of movies to be showing, I mean, hundreds of theaters to be showing this documentary, I think starting January 31st. Is that correct?
That's right. It starts January 31st. People can, viewers, listeners can go to our website, justicethomasmovie.com, to check if there's a theater near them. And if there isn't, and there's a group of them, they can request a showing, and our distributor can arrange a showing near them. So there's ways on the website to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
But you are right. We're adding theaters all the time, and if there's a show of support and people come, theater owners will be encouraged to do it, to show it in more theaters. So we're hoping your listeners will support us. We mm-hmm. kind of think of our film in a way as the anti or the opposite in some ways to RBG about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and her fans showed up in droves. So mm-hmm. people who are interested in Clarence Thomas, let's hope they show up in droves too.
Well, this is historical. And I'm really pleased that you did this. So how did you come to the decision to do this documentary on Justice Thomas?
Well, we had some mutual friends with Justice Thomas, and we had heard through that grapevine that he was getting tired of having his legacy and his story and his biography defined by his enemies and people who disagreed with him and in some cases spread lies about him. So he wanted to get the truth out, and we began a series of discussions with him, and we found out how extraordinary his story was, and we were really moved to tell the story.
An incredible story, you know, from childhood, his background, and this is a story told in his own words, which is very compelling.
It is. I mean, we found that, you know, we were going to do a traditional documentary and talk to a bunch of people, but it turns out he is the best teller of his own story.
Exactly.
So really he, and to a lesser extent his wife, are the only interviews in the film. We interviewed Justice Thomas for over 30 hours, over a six-month period. He talked about his entire life, and including the impeachment hearings, his confirmation hearing.
Right.
And it was very moving, and we really felt this gives the viewer a chance to hear him directly. He speaks right to camera. You hear how he saw things, his way, what it meant to him, and his emotional response. And viewers find it very, very moving.
Well, what you're doing, you know, for all Americans here, this is the Scarlet Letter all over again, personified. You think about it, it's a modern-day version, and they're doing this to President Trump as well, as Nancy Pelosi gleefully exclaimed to everyone that he will be forever impeached. Really? I mean, this is what we want to do. We just want to degrade somebody's humanity and contribution to our culture with something like that. And, you know, as they said, they always wanted an asterisk after Brett Kavanaugh. This doesn't contribute to the goodness of America and the higher calling of our country, does it?
It certainly does not. And that is, I think, why Justice Thomas wanted us to make the film. His whole life is extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I think he didn't want to be defined by his confirmation hearing only.
Yes.
You say that is what his enemies would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But his life is extraordinary. He's come from dire poverty in the segregated South, and from that all the way to the Supreme Court. It's basically a classic Horatio Alger ultra-American success story. Mm-hmm. And there are lots of twists and turns. I mean, he has a black radical period. He goes through many tragedies. And it's a story of great sort of resilience and intellectual strength. And it is inspiring, and I think it will be even to people who do not agree with Justice Thomas.
Exactly. I have been saying repeatedly, I've said this, my children have heard this ad nauseum. I've always told them experience defines preference. And for some reason, it's cycling back in the last couple of weeks, and it seems to be coming up. And what in seeing this documentary, you will see for yourself that the experience of Justice Thomas, like all of us, I mean, you know, it wasn't like we were all brilliantly, you know, we're brilliantly designed, but I mean, as far as living our lives and that, we didn't always make brilliant decisions. But it's some of these bad decisions that allowed us to get on the other side and to better serve our families and our fellow men. And so as you say, I think this is a proper perspective. In this documentary as well, you know, Justice Thomas addresses Vice President Joe Biden and his participation, and how Joe Biden and even the Democrats have tried to rewrite a little bit of that whole program, right?
I think they have. I mean, I think that they do not look good in retrospect when you look at the 91 hearing. And I think Vice President Biden does not look good either in his treatment of Justice Thomas or his treatment of Anita Hill. Mm-hmm. He's been forced to, or he's apologized to Anita Hill under a certain amount of pressure, but I think it would be well for him to apologize to Justice Thomas, too. You can see his treatment of Justice Thomas during the first part of the hearing in the documentary, and it does not look good. It's not so easy to rewrite that history when the documentary record is there.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with your point, too, that tragedies and struggle are what defines us, enables us to have compassion and empathy.
Mm-hmm.
And although we don't wish it on our children, it is, in fact, something that makes us better. And Justice Thomas has really had way more than his share of that, including mm-hmm. his treatment by the media during his confirmation.
And his history in...
Yeah.
Now, as a judge, I mean, his legacy, it's sad. I think this is a great opportunity, as you say, to maybe, you know, clarify and clean up that lens that has been tainted a bit from since 1991, and to be able to look at Justice Thomas with clear eyes. And, you know, 2020, it's the year of vision. Maybe it's a time for us to clear up these clouded lenses and perspective and see it rightly.
Absolutely. I think this is a great opportunity to do that. And it's, as I think you said earlier, it's historic. You know, he's granted us this kind of access. He's not going to do it again. It's a chance to understand a very important person in American political life and a Supreme Court justice.
Mm-hmm.
And it tells you a lot, I think, about the history seen through the eyes of African Americans during a large part of the century.
Exactly.
And it's fundamentally moving. You know, his growing up
awesome.
In dire poverty in the segregated South, you know, we don't remember what that's like, some of us. And it's well to remember what that struggle meant both to him and his grandfather who raised him.
Exactly. 5 seconds, Michael Pack. Where can they see the movie?
Well, you have to go to JusticeThomasMovie.com to find out if it's in a theater near you.
Coming to theaters for one day only, Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle.
My first question as a geographer is, where was the sea that was parted and crossed?
For nearly two decades, investigative filmmaker Timothy Mahoney has been searching for evidence of one of the Bible's most epic miracles, the parting of the Red Sea.
We're talking about a miraculous event of unprecedented proportion, of God's saving power.
The Red Sea Miracle, Part 1 in theaters for one day only on February 18th. Get tickets today at patternsofevidence.com/Red Sea.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your veterans tip of the day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you save just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans tip of the day.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day as always. Rachel Alexander from Stream.org is with us now. Rachel, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, before we get into some of the columns that you've been writing about, I wanted to get your perspective on what has been going on with Roger Stone. I mean, forget about fairness under the law. This two-tier justice system seems to be well in play. The fact that you would, look at a judgment of 7 to 9 years for a first offender for somebody who is guilty of supporting the President of the United States. And he's not the first. I mean, we've got a long line of people who whose guilt seems to be more in line with supporting Donald Trump, got caught maybe in a lie, maybe not, with General Flynn. They said not the FBI, even the FBI agent said not really a lie. But, of course, that's all people want to focus on in the mainstream media and CNN. Oh, he lied. And, and you have a guy like Roger Stone, for example. I mean, he's been on the show many times, Rachel. And I don't know if you know Roger Stone very well, but he is a man of exaggeration, bravado, and hyperbole. And I think that's why he and Donald Trump get along so well, because they speak the same language. They don't live in the negative world. It's always greater and better, right?
Yeah, I really agree with what you're saying. And I did write an article about him a couple months ago after he was convicted. And I think what happened in his case was the they were trying to get him on Russian collusion. Mm-hmm. But when they couldn't prove any Russian collusion, what do? They turned to process crimes to get him. So
right.
you're not exactly truthful the way you're talking to Congress or whoever about, you know, this Russian collusion, well then we're gonna nail you online to Congress. So basically that's what they did, and mm-hmm. my column I entitled it Roger Stone Convicted for Bragging.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And you wonder, you go, wait a minute. And for that, you know, because he's associated with Donald Trump and because they spent all this money on this hoax, they got to make something stick. I mean, they went through all kinds of histrionics trying to get something to stick on Jerome Corsi, as you may recall. And Jerome wouldn't lie. He just said they wanted me to lie. And my wife, he says, tells him, I'd much rather visit you in jail than to know that you have become a liar. That's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I really admire Corsi, and I'm so happy that, you know, nothing bad happened to him ultimately. Mm-hmm. That had been pretty scary going through all that and
exactly.
calculating what you're going to do. But in Roger Stone's case, you know, this guy, everybody knows he brags. Everybody knows he exaggerates. And, you know, if Trump does the same thing, then, you know, why isn't Trump convicted?
Mm-hmm. Well, but he is in the court of public opinion, at least by 50% of the country that has been led to believe by CNN et al. That the president is a liar. And, Nancy Pelosi, well, he's a liar. That's why he tore up the State of the Union. Well, what do you mean? Where did he lie, Nancy? You know, point out exactly where he lied, and let's have that discussion. No, she arbitrarily decided that's what it was, and of course those are the talking points from Nancy Pelosi and the rest of her lieutenants and minions.
Well, there was no lying about the Russian collusion.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't lie about that. He's been very forthright and open about, you know, his contact with the Ukrainian president, and there's nothing that he lied about there. I can't see anything.
Well, they were all on the phone call, were they not? I mean, here you had all these people, and so then what happens? You get people upset, as you said, over the process. Why isn't he lying the way the president? He wasn't following my order. Wait, you're not the president. You're there to follow through on the policy. You're not the one that sets it. And then what makes it worse is the idiot Democrats give place to the Vindemans and the other offended, staff members. Their job is a staff to support what the president says. And they can offer their ideas and, what they think and how they think it should be run. But if the president doesn't accept it and he's made it clear what the policy is, that's what it is. And everybody agreed that there was corruption running rampant, you know, throughout Ukraine. So as the president of the United States, it is his duty. It's his duty. He's commanded to not give the people's money to a corrupt entity.
Yeah, I mean, it's just shoddy what they've done in the case of Trump and all of his associates. And, you know, I just thank God I'm no longer in government, working as an appointee of an official, because
yes.
They will come after you and they will target you because they see you as the low-hanging fruit, the collateral damage. You know, you're not powerful as much as the president. You don't have all the money and networking connections. So they go after the little guy, like, you know, George mm-hmm. Papadopoulos is a classic example.
Exactly.
You know, he had no way to defend himself.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, think about this, and this is what people underestimate. If the government, with the people's backing, come after you, well, what do? You're hoping for a crowdfunding event so that you can raise enough money to defend yourself? I mean, just for, you know, simple little things. I mean, what they have done to General Flynn, I mean, they've all but bankrupted this man. Manafort, what they've done to Manafort. I mean, Manafort's being treated worse than a mob boss. I mean, they are taking years off this man's life by keeping him in solitary confinement. That alone, Rachel, as you know, is an incredible amount of force to use on any individual, any citizen of the country to be treated like that. For what? Certainly there were some laws that were broken, but these, you know, if he'd have been on Hillary Clinton's team, if he'd have been on Biden's team or something like that, it would have been flat out ignored. Nobody would have said anything, and Manafort would have gone on his merry way. But no, he's involved with Trump for 5 months, and my goodness, and it's all part of the Mueller plan, and they've got to start putting up notches on their belt to say, you see, we're making this all worthwhile. filed, and look what we found out, and their bragging rights after, what, 2.5 years and millions of dollars spent and all these attorneys and subpoenas and everything. They've got process crimes. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I hope that Trump pardons Paul Manafort because, you know, the crimes that he committed are not punishable usually by several years in prison, you know, maybe probation. But,
right.
You know, it doesn't rise to that level. They just went after him and, you know, gave him an extreme sentence in order to scare people and set an example.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was the first one, so this was going to, what were the rest of the people to follow think? Here's Manafort, you know, being hung upside down and all but quartered, and, you know, the rest of the people are going, whoa, you know, what am I going to do here? Whether it's Michael Flynn, Jerome Corsi, go right down the line, George Papadopoulos, and as we discovered, you know, with this latest recommendation, you know, from the prosecution regarding Roger Stone, I mean, 7 to 9 years. Rachel, if you are doing, you know, if you've been busted, let's just say your crime was rape, and you know better than I do, but the average rapist only gets 4 years. The average armed robbery and assault 3 years. If you are, you know, a criminal thug, and assault is about 1.5 years average. And so... So for Roger Stone, 7 to 9 years? I mean, Bill Barr even said, this is ridiculous, and forget about the timing of Donald Trump's tweets. His tweet didn't say anything, and it came after Barr and the Justice Department had decided that the prosecutors had gone way over their skis on this.
Oh, I can one-up you on those examples. When I was at the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, we prosecuted this fellow named Matt Bandy, who got caught downloading 93 images of child porn. He didn't get a day in jail or prison. All he got was probation.
Wow. Wow. There you go. And so just to give you an idea, so this is why, you know, the whole idea of justice for all and Lady Liberty being blind is not the case. Somehow the Democrats have pulled back one of the folds over the one of the eyes of Lady Justice, because clearly we're dealing with a, you know, at least a two-tier justice system, if not more.
Yeah, it's really sad, and I just, you know, my heart goes out to these people who are being wrongly targeted, and it just makes me wonder, you know, who's next? Which
right.
one of Trump's associates are they going to target next?
Or, as you wrote about in Town Hall, Democrats in Washington State are targeting a well-known conservative legislator. We got a couple of minutes. Tell us about that.
Yeah, basically, Matt Shea is this very conservative legislator, but, you know, just standard Christian, conservative, normal guy from the conservative part of the state, Spokane, and the Democrats in the legislature are trying to get him removed from the legislature because they say he's a domestic terrorist. But the reality is he's never done anything that would remotely seem like it was domestic terrorism. You know, when you had the Bundy standoffs in Nevada and Oregon, he went and observed them. But they say no, he planned them, he organized them. This is an uprising against the federal government, and it's not true. The Bundys even came out and said, no, Shea was not planning them with us. He was just visiting them.
Right.
So anyway, he's trying to fight this domestic terrorism thing. And the thing is we all know the Bundys were eventually exonerated. They weren't convicted of domestic terrorism. And if Matt Shea really is guilty of domestic terrorism, why hasn't a law enforcement agency gone after him?
Exactly. But meanwhile, you got the legislature spending $120,000 of taxpayers' money to commission an investigation.
Yeah, it's incredible what they've done. They paid these couple that were former FBI agents, and one of them contributed to the far-left mayor of Seattle, so you know they're partisans, and they just did this long report, over 100 pages, which is just full of conjectures and smears, and, you know, they refer to, like, one incident as an armed conflict when it wasn't even a conflict, and all it was people demonstrating outside of a house, and some of them peaceably had their firearms on them.
Exactly. Well, they're following suit. I mean, after all, it's what the Democrats in Congress have showed them how to play ball, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've learned well, and so, you know, they're filing on, but the only good news is they don't have the votes to remove Shea at this point. You need two-thirds, and they'd have to get a bunch of Republicans on board, too.
Well, keep us up to date on it, Rachel Alexander, senior editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go for all the information you need to know. Rachel, thank you so much. Appreciate it as always. Take care.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog. And no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program. You've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.